and welcome to episode 35 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and today I'm going to be talking a little bit about beating the blues and getting back on track. Okay, so here we are, almost at the end of May, and here in the southwest of the UK at least, it's been raining pretty much non-stop for the last couple of weeks now. So finally, after some of the recent restrictions from COVID have been lifted and we can finally meet up with our family and friends, we've now got to contend with the atrocious weather and we're less than a week away from the official start of summer. Anyway, it's not surprising that our morale can drop and we can start to feel a little bit sorry for ourselves at the moment. And once that happens, any thoughts that we had could start to make a difference in our lives goes down the toilet with our commitment. So this podcast is going to be about rekindling your commitment to yourself, overcoming the blues, and putting yourself in a position to come back fighting. Now, I'm going to use the term the blues, but what I really mean is anything that causes you to feel things like disappointment or discouragement, frustration, things like that. And before I go through these five things, it's worth remembering that there's nothing wrong with feeling the effects of things like disappointment or failure, things like that. All of those things can give you the drive and the determination to move forward stronger next time. But it's important not to get stuck in a rut with them and let them determine your future. And that's basically what these five things are going to help you with. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that you're never going to feel blue and that you'll never feel any disappointment if you do these things. It's just that if you use these tools, then you can start to deal with things like disappointment more quickly, more efficiently, without falling under their spell. So what are the five things? Well, the first thing is to put the disappointment, the failure, frustration, whatever it is, in perspective. It's important to remember that these things are just feelings. Feelings that come from our dominant thoughts about whatever it was that just happened. And just like any other feeling, they will pass. Good feelings come and go in the same way that bad feelings come and go. Nothing lasts forever. So to put that in perspective, sometimes, for example, we might feel angry, but it passes. Sometimes we feel passionate and it passes. No one can feel passionate all the time in the same way that no one can feel angry all the time. Now, it might not feel like it at the time, but it does all pass. So whatever it is you're feeling at this particular time will move on, and that's guaranteed. But you'll find that they move on much more quickly if you don't dwell on them. So firstly, just relax, start something new, and wait for those negative feelings to pass you by. And while you're waiting, here's a few extra things you can try to help them on their way. So number two on the list is something called thought replacement. And this is one of the simplest things to do, but it can have a real impact if you do it properly. So now I've said before, several times actually, that the things that happen to us can't always be controlled. Some things just happen and we've got no way of knowing. But we can always control how we feel about those things. So start by asking yourself questions like, what does this really mean? I mean, you likely find that it's not as bad as you thought it was in the first place. Or what has this taught me that will make a difference to my life in the future? And that's because there's always something positive in any situation or experience. You just have to be willing to look for it. So use questions like that to give you the clarity about the situation, because looking at what happened logically rather than emotionally can make such a huge difference in the way you think about it. Okay, next on the list is spend time in the service of others. Now, helping someone out or doing something simply because it's a nice thing to do can lift your mood immeasurably. And doing something for a cause that's bigger than any individual can change everything. Now, contribution is something that's overlooked by many people. But you've only got to look at the number of wealthy people, especially, who set up things like foundations and charities, things like that, to see just how much emphasis they put on helping others. In fact, Deepak Chopra said something a while ago that resonated with me, and he said, each of us is a unique strand in the interface web of life, and we're here to make a contribution. Helping others is a great way to not only help someone else who needs it, but it makes you feel good as well. Now, number four is learn how to relax. Now, when you're feeling stressed or anxious, things always look worse. So by not only physically relaxing, but also mentally relaxing, you'll bring calmness and peace into your world, and a relaxed mind is always going to be a strong mind. You can try things like deep regular breathing for a few minutes. Maybe try meditation. In fact, daily sessions of meditation is a great thing. It's something I've done for a while now, and it helps centralize my thoughts, and the calmness it gives me helps me to see things in a different light. If you don't fancy that though, then laughter is another great way to relieve stress and help you relax. So maybe you could spend a few minutes on YouTube checking out some of the funny stuff on there. But by way of full disclosure, I used to do that, but I'd usually end up spending 2 or 3 hours on there in what seemed at the time to be like minutes. So I don't really do that anymore, but kudos to YouTube, because that's obviously their intention. So just remember, if you're going to do that, be wary of how much time can pass before you realise it. Maybe that's just me, but it's something to think about. And finally, number 5 is look for the comedy in your chaos. Funny things happen to us pretty much every day. And when they do, we have a little bit of a chuckle, but then we quickly move on and forget about it. So what I'd like to suggest is that you try to get every ounce of humour from the things that happen to you throughout the day. You say that laughter's the best medicine, and when you plan to actually enjoy the funny things that happen to you, you reap the multitude of therapeutic benefits that laughter can provide. And it also helps you to remember that life doesn't always have to be taken that seriously. So there you have it. 5 simple ways to help you lift yourself out of the doldrums. 1, put it all in perspective. 2, use thought replacement. 3 is spend time in the service of others. 4, learn how to relax. And 5, look for the comedy in your chaos. So give them all a try. Some will work better for you than others, but they do all work in their own way. So give them a go. Let me know which ones work best for you in the comments on the podcast page for this episode, which will be the skillfulmind.com/podcast/35. Good luck with them. Thanks very much for listening. And until next time, bye for now.